I'm His Friend by Rhea 314. Read by Rhea 314. Fandom Last Exile.
Luciola couldn't remember much of his life before he became Dio's. He often assumed he had parents, and when Dio went off with his sister, maybe siblings too. Of course, Luciola knew these were traitorous thoughts. With Luciola's presentation to Dio as a gift, from the moment he was given his name, Luciola had no family. No one to serve or care for but Dio, and certainly no friends. Of course, they were both very young, and even if Luciola understood his place from the ingrained training all his life, Dio didn't. At first, Luciola refused the other boy, returning whatever trinkets Dio found for him as soon as Dio wasn't looking, refusing to eat in his presence, no matter how hungry he was, never responding to a kind question or tries for conversation with more than one word. He knew what Delfine would say if he abused his place at Dio's side by being friendly. He now had more than he could ever have imagined and was not about to put it at risk. And so Dio became forced to accept Luciola as his silent, constant companion and guard. But Dio never stopped trying. As time passed, Luciola eventually began to give in. On the 7th anniversary of the day he received his name, Dio snuck him a cake. No one had ever given him a birthday party before. Surprised, he accepted. It tasted good, but Dio seemed distressed, and this confused Luciola. "If you like something, it has to show on your face," Dio insisted.
"My face?"
Luciola had spent time schooling his face to the proper blankness. But Dio just smiled and leaned in, licking a stray bit of frosting from Luciola's face. Luciola tried to look happy, but found himself crying as Dio leaned in to whisper to him. Then the two giggled, or rather, Dio giggled, and Luciola tried to show how happy he was, fingers and faces coated with icing because Dio had forgotten forks. It was then Luciola resolved that someday he'd do the same for Dio. Someday he'd state his friendship and give Dio a proper birthday. Dio grew older, but never lost his playful enthusiasm. Luciola never left him. Dio's sister, Maestro Delfine, approved of Luciola's constant presence and protection. He would always remember the day when they were 12, and she interrupted them, blowing in like the capricious, cruel wind she was. Luciola had been braiding Dio's hair, face in his composed, perpetually blank expression. He still couldn't seem to shake, and Dio talking a mile a minute. She surveyed them with sharp eyes. Luciola hadn't realized he'd been holding his breath until she smiled, thin lips parting over sharp little teeth. She'd given him then the choice of a lifetime, to remain as he was, a servant, or to join Dio as his personal guard and pair, to pilot alongside him and receive the training and fly for the guild. Of course, he would receive none of the honors bestowed upon Dio, even if he helped, but he could protect and stay with the boy he'd secretly begun to call a friend. Things were different once he accepted. No longer did he live in fear of misstep. As a pair, he had to be in sync with Dio, so they could fight as one. They took their meals together, and Luciola seldom left Dio's company. The barracks for training were, of course, harsher than Dio was used to, but he entered them with the same happy adventurousness that he approached everything with. They worked well as a team, and soon grew renowned and respected by their peers. No one dismissed Luciola around Dio, and all those seeking to use Dio and his happy friendship and openness found themselves barred by Luciola's cold stare and constant presence. Dio was a tactical genius, but Luciola could be counted on to do any job or request Dio made immediately and to perfection. With their notoriety, Luciola grew nervous and discomforted. He was certain more than just his senses were telling him of danger. He'd never liked Delfine, She was calculating, never outrightly slighting her brother, but Luciola couldn't help his irrational fear of her, beyond the fact that she could take Dio away from him. He wasn't worried for himself. He wanted to get Dio as far away from her claws as he could. So when the opportunity came, Luciola leapt at it. Dio was reluctant to leave, but it was almost tradition for the best of the guild to take on a challenge or just sojourn in the world beyond the guild before their final birthday. Luciola was familiar with Dio's flighty ways. When the young master took interest in the two siblings and their human cargo, he thought nothing of it. As things settled, he knew it was a good community, the ship Sylvana. As long as Delfine didn't catch them there, maybe they could get free forever. None of the others at the academy were easy friends with Dio, so Klaus and his sister were a welcome addition to Dio's life, even if Luciola felt slightly jealous of the other boy. Luciola liked Klaus well enough, and Dio smiled and laughed more freely, without the subconscious threat of his sister hanging over his head. Still, Luciola couldn't quite help watching the calendar in the mess hall, ticking down the days. He tried not to feel uneasy. When the day came and they threw Dio's birthday party, Luciola might have cried. He remembered vaguely other people's birthdays in the servants' quarters long ago. He'd never known his own. And knew Dio had never had that camaraderie or friendship. In those shining moments, Luciola's heart broke, and he was decided. This was the life meant for Dio, and he would do anything to give him that, to keep it this way. He was not prepared when the guild stormed the Sylvana. His dreams for Dio popping like soap bubbles against Lady Delfine herself. His hopes became small, pointless, and impossible. He could not defend a ship on his own, and he was not able to discreetly contact Dio and tell him never to return, as he wished he could. His heart ached, but years of training and practice kept his face blank. Dio and Klaus returned. Luciola could see the horror in the stiffening of Dio's spine, but he did not dare do anything more drastic than answer, "Yes, Lady Delfine." When Dio punched him, Luciola welcomed the pain, any punishment for his inadequacy. Yet he could still think of no way out. Dio and Luciola knew what lay ahead. Luciola only wished that he could convey his fear, that he wanted to share Dio's pain, that he was here, anything. But with Delfine listening, it was a cold and silent flight to the guild. Dio was whisked away as soon as they arrived. Luciola tried to keep his hands from visibly shaking as he helped Klaus and Al. When Dio finally emerged, clad in austere black, Luciola felt his heart soar and plummet. Dio was fine, but not fine at all. It made Luciola physically ill to watch Dio act so docile, a childlike doll. Everything that was Dio sucked away. Luciola had never been a violent person, but he never wanted to hurt someone so badly. He tilted his head away to hide his face. Delfine seemed to know, to laugh at him, pawing Dio with clawed hands, and Luciola could do nothing. He could never do anything. To misstep was to lose Dio forever, but hadn't he already? "How can you do this?" Klaus was shouting. "Luciola, is this okay with you?" The other boy's eyes were wide and frightened. It wasn't okay. Oh, how it wasn't. He squeezed his eyes shut as Delfine laughed, her cruel silken voice binding him. The glass shattered. Picking up the pieces carefully, as he always had, Luciola knew what he had to do. He would make things right. After that, it was almost easy to sneak them out. There were only so many seats in a van ship, two, Klaus and Al, and double, Dio in navigation. Luciola knew there was no time for goodbyes. Dio's absence would be noted quickly. Luciola only hoped that he could stall Delfine for long enough. And so he found himself approaching her throne. If anywhere the blame lay, it was at her feet. Dio would forgive him when he regained his senses. Things must not go on as they were. Luciola would make it right. Indeed, he had no choice. His heart had been decided long ago.
"I want you to tell me why you let my precious Dio escape."
"I merely
It's odd because you two aren't even friends. What do you mean to Dio, Luciola? Answer me, Luciola. Just what do you think you mean to Dio?
He is my friend and I won't betray him.
Is that so?
Cheers.